like with funerals and things like that.
Yep.
I think there should be a separate body, Indigenous body, come from outside and look into things like that in regards to prisoners being allowed to go to funerals and then kept back from other funerals.
All right.
Even though they've got a low security rating, right? Because I've done jail before in Coburg a long time ago and that. Done jail up in Queensland. And I come back here and I just find the system very, very appalling, you know? Especially when it comes to treating people like people.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just not on.
And when Curry's passed away, it's that extended family part that not only the prison system don't understand, but the actual non-Indigenous people don't understand that part of our culture.
Well, I don't think anything's going to happen about it, you know, if they stick to the same way we're going, unless they get an Indigenous prison. I know this by doing a lot of time and relating with a lot of brothers and that, and the same thing, brothers know brothers, and the European side of the prison don't understand it. Like, in relation to brothers come in, you know, whatever they're there, help themselves. And they look and they say, how do they do that? It's my brother, no matter where he comes from.
Yeah.
And they can't understand it, they'll never understand it. And I think nothing's going to happen until we start segregating from the European side of the prisons and start dealing with our brothers ourselves. See, it also makes it pretty hard, sister girl, when you get, you know, in regards to paperwork left on the desk, you know, denying blokes of the funeral and not giving them a reason or an answer. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it just goes on. I'm not the first case and I won't be the only case, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's also disrespect in your family and plus your brother because, you know, why should you go to one funeral and not go to another funeral?
Yes.
You know, whether it's in this state or that state, and you got permission for the other one, and
yep,
they not give any reasons or that, you know. It's not right. And I think with problems like that, and also problems with our fellas going to the slot and that, naked, you know, which has happened in here, it's a bloody shame job. Mm. And very humiliating, you know. But everything has got to sort of come to the crossroad in life. And if we don't make a stand and make a start for it now, we're not going to get anywhere.
No, it'll keep going on
it'll
forever.
It'll just keep going around, yeah. A lot of people are, you know, they don't have the, I don't know whether they're too ashamed to say it or whatever and that, but when I heard straight from the fish's mouth, so to say, in regards to an Indigenous bloke getting taken to slot naked, I thought, oh, yeah, this is not right, you know. You have to find out whether there is some backbone behind the story and that. And when I found out it was true, it hurt me. And I'm not even related to the bro, but it hurt me.
Yeah.
Just to...
As another Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't just don't treat people like that, you know. I've got a dog at home I treat really better than that, you know. Yeah. Sad.